Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your boy, E-Max the Image, and I am here on Hood Talk Radio. I'm actually searching right now for the page, you know, blog talk and switched everything up, the categories and everything. So it's almost like I have to find my show. But in the meantime, in between time, the number to call is 646-478-0944. That's how you get in touch. And it's right here on Hood Tunes Radio. It's your boy, E-Max, and I'm saying everything is cool, but I can't find nobody yet. So I'm trying to focus on that, and once I do, then we'll talk about some shit, all right? Got a couple of things, a couple of announcements to make, you know. Usual shit we always do on a night like tonight. So let's get into it.
Slushy night.
All right. So what's going on out there, everybody? I told you how to get in touch and what we're trying to do right now, because we got to keep you got to keep searching, keep checking, and make sure, you know, what they say, what they're doing, and vice versa, and all this and all of that shit. So before it seemed like I'm just rambling, I'm going to find the show. I'm going to play the song right quick. And y'all know what it is, man. I'm pumping up the show for this weekend. So here we go. It's your boy, E-Max.
city friends, laughing at the things we've said. But this time it went way overboard. We just don't agree. So I'm giving up on never loving you.
That's your boy, Max, man. Got a show coming up this weekend. It's actually coming Saturday. As a matter of fact, out at the, the Final Score in Eastlake, Ohio, where we basically, ain't that a, you know what, I'm about to get salty. I register my show under life, and these motherfuckers have moved me into the category called self-help. That's some bullshit Blog Talk Radio. All right. Self-fucking-help. Now, I know for a fact I didn't do that. I didn't do that. But sometimes you know, fucking with other people. You got to kind of follow their little self-fucking help. All right, so here we go. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, click on the live boost, about 27,000 to come up. You go to categories, you click self-help. I'm going to have to let Al know when he called me how that shit worked. Because we were trying to find the show Monday night, man, and it was so strange that we couldn't find them. You know what I'm saying? So self-help is where you can find the show online tonight. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. I'm doing the survey right now. I'm waiting to see if this dude called in, you know what I'm saying, spitting all this crazy shit. And I want y'all to listen because I don't know if he really feels like he's doing us a service by bringing this information to us. I'll let you be the judge of that. Who might it be? Oh, that's Andy. Hell no. It should, oh, you like it. So I just want to say to y'all that we got some things that we want to talk to you about, some self-help shit, since they want to put us in self-help, I guess. That's where we going to be. And self-help. I didn't even know they had a section called self-help, a category, but apparently they do because that's where they stuck me. So that's some wild shit. But we here. What's up, fam? Yeah, Andy, be in the house on a motherfucking Wednesday night. It's the winter time, man. So that's what's up. All right, so... We all in. Want y'all to understand that, you know what I'm saying, we do this every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30, you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time. That's what's up. And so what y'all need to know is that we've been doing a lot of studying, we've been doing a lot of talking and shit, And I told y'all last week and week before that we're trying to get this show to take another turn. And the turn that we want to take actually is for the better. It's a lot of things happening. Evolution is natural, and I want y'all to understand that if you go back into the history of a thing, then you will find out that pretty much where the future of it lies. You know what I'm saying? So you can't always rely on the present to tell you where you want to go. You might have to go back a little bit, sad to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, take for instance, your hair. Like me, I'm used to cutting my shit. So I don't ever grow waves because I don't know how to cut it. So I just cut it off. You know what I'm saying? Line it up, cut it off. But when I go to the barber, I get my hair cut. And a couple times at the barber, I start seeing brush waves. And all I do is brush my hair. I don't use grease, none of that shit. I'm like, well, damn, what the fuck is he doing that I ain't doing? He went back to see where my hair was fucked up and started shaping, cutting the hair to where it's supposed to be. What the fuck they do?
Huh?
How can a barber know?
Because you go up Instagram, they don't.
Oh, see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see. I don't know. I don't go to the barber, I guess you can tell. But they know how to train your motherfucking hair to grow a certain way so that your waves will come in. You know what I'm saying? And then they know when your waves start coming in how not to cut them off. Now, if you piss your barber off, yeah, if you piss them off, you're going to be bald-headed with a Steve Harvey lineup. So, you know, and ladies, y'all got to do the same thing, man. Be careful. Don't piss off your beautician. She'll fuck around and leave the perm in there 2 minutes too long. You don't want that. I'm so well, I can't say that because tonight is Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. So we'll probably catch up with them about 10 minutes before the show is over.
You know, I want that.
There's a lot of shit going on out here in Cleveland. There's a lot of shit going on politically in our city. There's just too much shit going on politically in our city. So much so that the focus of a lot of our activists are on the political structure, and they are forgetting what's going on behind the back doors. You know what I'm saying? We got this movement to elect Ken Lassie as the mayor of Cleveland, but it doesn't seem like Frank Jackson is worried about it too much because he did go from a 15-second commercial to a 30-second commercial this time. On the radio, though, I still haven't seen Re-Elect Me on TV.
They give them that money, and they have that money to sit there. They got to find a way
to use it.
But Obama was, he probably was the cleverest with his campaign money. He didn't go all out like the mother cat trying to bash everybody.
Mm-hmm. He bought a new suit and paid for the television production and all of that shit. Had his campaign funds to have great lighting and had a scrawl all over the bottom of the screen while he was talking in different languages and shit. So, yeah, I can see where that could be useful. But when you running for office on a lower level, what they call, see, to us, being a mayor is the highest of the city. But you got to remember, you know, there's motherfuckers that's above the mayor that you'll never hear about. And that's because them motherfuckers was in Columbus. Like what the mayor of Cleveland said, he tired of doing this shit, what we gonna do? All right, my question is,
I'm replacing the saddles.
Yeah. We don't need no stinking badges. But the thing I'm trying to figure out is, and I don't even know why I'm trying to figure it out because there's really nothing that I could change, but it's just a question that's in my head, and I do have the right to question things. So, okay, without bringing religion into this shit, the Bible says what can be done but what has already been done. There's nothing new under the sun. So Ken Lancey is crafty. He got a lot of money. Money ain't nothing but a tool. He can get it back at the end of the year as a tax write-off. So he giving away a couple million dollars to the people in the neighborhood under the assumption that they're going to spend it all in one of the neighborhood stores, wherever he planned. He called it cash mob. Okay, he called it a cash mob. So he's only putting it out in certain areas, putting it out in certain mediums like Facebook. Because, you know, a lot of poor people on Facebook. Everybody got Facebook. I don't give a fuck what. Everybody's on Facebook. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you look at it like that, and you say, oh, they're going over there. And you say to yourself, well, damn, where this motherfucker getting all this money? Well, he owned a couple of businesses out in Broadview Heights, okay, and some other little Brecksville and all this and all that. So he's giving a lot of money away, okay. He's standing up there. He's challenging Frank Jackson and shit, and Frank Jackson ain't showing up and this, that, and the other. But reason why I say Frank don't seem to be worried about the whole situation is because a lot of shit where they supposed to be, he only showed up to one debate.
Majority
rules. Yeah. So if everybody...
He got the majority.
He got the majority. That's what I'm saying. Everybody in that motherfucking mama can say Ken Lancey, Ken Lancey. That's just like, what was that dude that went up against President Bush? No, the other motherfucker. Gore, Al Gore.
Yeah.
He did. But the majority, the majority is those that are in charge. Seriously.
He gave me some serious.
Why do you think we got the Electoral College?
They count
the opinions of the people.
This is how it should be. If you are elected, if you're president, you should be able to have no family in college. Here. That's what happened.
Yep.
His brother, he was no motherfucking president. He could never run it, but he was the motherfucking campaign dude before.
Right.
He took all the fucking votes because they was all
they
fucking
hang up so they can win.
Well, you know, now they have...
Just like they're a lot of jobs like want to have family at the job.
Well, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wish.
Any motherfucking way, man.
I wish. Excuse me, y'all. Would it look like we got a our first call for the night. Let's see if they want to chime in on. All right, Cleveland, Ohio, 216-255. You're on with Andy B. Cheese, Teresa. Your boy, E-Max, who's this? Hello. All right. I appreciate that a whole lot. Like somebody just wanted to call in and see if he was on the air. Yes. Now, I want to let y'all know, too, Al's show's on Monday nights. Okay, so if y'all was just calling me. See if I was going to be talking. I'm sorry, but this is EMAC show. I'm on Wednesday night. All right, thank y'all very much for tuning in. Now, back to what we was talking about. What different is Ken Lancey going to do? What can he do different? Anything than Frank Jackson going to do? Yeah, he been out here giving away money, putting up all these festivals, having all of these groundbreaking.
Well, I think that what somebody can do different is be the person that they are. And
yeah.
Being genuine is what you're looking for. And you can't see it. They have to be there to do it for you to see.
Excuse
you know what I mean? Because you believe it in what they say.
Well, it's pretty much just a big show.
Yeah.
It's just a big show, man. That's how you get people to believe what you're saying.
You
got to connect to, appeal to their senses.
You don't know what I do. Frank Jackson, everybody included. When they get off that motherfucking clock, you don't know what a motherfucker do.
That's right.
So you have to believe in a person being genuine. With a, you know,
right.
And that guy, to me, sounded like he's kind of a genuine type guy because he's giving away. He's blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a lot with it. you see a lot of people that you don't do nothing with.
You're right. See, I'm not talking about the show part, the giving away shit, popping out on the corners and all of that. But what was he, doing that shit before he decided to run for the mayor?
Clear. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Why the hell he built a company in Cleveland? Why he had to move that bitch to Brakesville? You know what I mean? There's too many motherfuckers in Cleveland that want to work.
Money, right.
And one motherfucker can't save the whole city. There's too many arms in the government in our place, man. And the serious thing about that is,
well, you know, the best guy that I thought should have been married never got there.
Who was that?
Consent.
Well, Dennis, Consent was going to do right by the people. Consent was going to do right by the people, man. Serious. Yeah, he was genuine. And you know what? You know why they didn't like him? Because he already made his money as an attorney. He climbed his way to honest way up to the top of his game in politics, and he had a badass wife. And they hated it when he started letting her come out in public with him. Because
yep.
He was a little, you know, freckle-faced dude, you know, the little kid down here. Yeah.
Yep.
He wasn't supposed to get on like that, but he did. He did, and it made a whole lot of people say, damn.
I used to want to be married.
Right. Because of Dennis Kucinich, man.
He's a people person.
Mm-hmm.
All of them don't touch every neighborhood.
That's right.
All of them don't touch every race.
That's right.
Dennis Kucinich was one of the rare ones that did.
Shit, he would be walking around at the Wood Hill Festival.
He'd walk through Morris Black.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. Hey, like, oh, that Dennis over there, don't worry about him, man. Hold on, let him go by. Hey, Mr. Kucinich, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right, you behaving yourself, right? Yeah, we doing our work too. Yeah. He'll give you a little card and go on about his business. He knew.
You know, this
shit was messed up then, it's still messed up.
The job don't pay. No, it don't.
But see, the endorsements, it's like being a basketball player, nigga. The endorsements is what pay your bills.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get the endorsements, though.
You gotta get them. As long as you got, see, you gotta think about it like this. Look at the responsibilities you sitting on. You sitting in the top seat of the city, and you got the special interests over here. Mr. Mayor, we got money to fund this project to put a lakefront casino on one of the undeveloped portions of, you know, the marina, Lake Erie or something like that. We got many people over here with boats. We got the marina. We got the Port Authority. We can oversee what's going on down there. We can blow this shit up out the water. Now, let's wait and see what the people say. People say, hell no, because y'all already got Route 2 fucked up anyway. Did you know they're getting ready to turn Route 2 into like a normal street? Just for the motherfuckers over there in the Tremont, Ohio City area because they tired of highway traffic. That bitch been a highway forever. So some foreigners come in and put some money in the mayor's pocket and they like, yay, this shit is all over the news. We finally get to control this part of the city. Ain't that some shit?
No, I can believe it. You know why? Because it's money.
Yeah, it's money. But that's a fucking thoroughfare, man.
if I'm the mayor, somebody come to me and say, look, man, I got
millions of dollars for the city.
Millions of dollars that I'm trying to bring to the city. But you're going to have to work with me a little bit. I see this one area that I want to develop for my investment.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no problem with that.
You're going to have to reroute it.
Y'all over here, you're going to have to go to get to the west side.
I want to know who this person is. Now, the first time I asked 216-255 if they want to talk, they hung up. I'm going to go back to this number one more time.
216-255.
Yeah,
Shaker did.
Yeah, well, I was just getting ready to say that. Shaker did the same thing.
The block them from Cleveland. Those streets, all those streets connected.
Wait a minute. Let me say this right quick. Prank calls and all that bullshit. I don't know who it is, 216-255, but if you on mute, So whatever you saying, whatever you playing, you listening to it by yourself. Can't nobody hear what you're saying. All right. Thank you for calling in to be stupid, but we all appreciate that shit. Keep on going, though. Listen to the show. You might learn something. All right, now.
Walk around and track your number now.
We already got the number.
It's the hood.
I don't know why they don't recognize it. Hood talk radio. You know what I'm saying? We ain't no chance up in the booth, man. So I don't care who you is, but you're entertaining yourself right now. Hope you're taping this shit, okay? But like we were saying, it's a lot going on in our city, and as you see, you know, right now, part of the round table is from three different sides of the city, so we getting you getting like an aerial view. You know what I'm saying? The view you getting right now coming from the triad spectrum. And if you don't understand that, you got to have more than one person from the same street in your midst. Maybe things are different on St. Clair as it is on Kinsman and Miles and down the way. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to know. But 646-478-0944, that is the number to call in and holler at your people while we play this song right quick for everybody out there that want to play. It's your boy, he makes the image, and I'm telling you, we're right here at Hood Tunes Radio every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Cleveland Standard Time for y'all that don't know. Tonight is Hood Talk Radio. So here is something that'll entertain you. Be right back.
Tonight you motherfuckers gonna hit me. Cause I don't rap, I don't get no pay. all up in your head while I'm laying with your lady. Just cause all rap, I don't get no pay. So hey, tonight you motherfuckers gonna hit me. Just cause all rap, I don't get no pay. So hey, tonight you motherfuckers gonna hit me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back to the conversation, y'all. And I'm telling you, shit just get live in the background. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press the one key if you want to talk. Don't do nothing if you're just listening. And like I always do, I want to say thank you to all my listeners out there. To everybody that download the show, listen to the show online, call in and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I would like to put out a disclaimer that the views you hear on this show every week are the views of myself and those that make comments. Yeah, that's what Jesus is saying. It's snowing out there. I got to get out there. I ain't looked out there, man. I just, you know, slushy shit. Like the hell. Yeah, I know they do. But yeah, you know, like I'm saying, you got to understand that we have our own opinions, we have our own views. You know what I'm saying? We have things that we believe in as facts, and we share that information with those that you know, support our show. So whether is Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, any other medium we choose. We bring you shit that we feel is important and that maybe you know, maybe you don't. Maybe you have an opinion or a comment about it, but it's strictly on us. So if you got something you hear that you don't like, don't call Blog Talk with the bullshit. Just holler at us right here at Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. All right? I mean, for all y'all that like calling, being silly on the phone, this, that, and the other, I want to thank y'all, too, because every time y'all call with that bullshit and hang up and this, that, and the other, it helps me out. So even though I won't put you on the microphone or I won't even let you say nothing, you keep calling and hanging up because that just registers as another call in my system, and I love you for it. So thank you. Just let me know I'm doing something. Because if people don't fuck with you, then you ain't doing shit. If they don't talk about you, you ain't doing shit. You ain't making no noise, they don't fuck with you. Just like I had a man hit me up on YouTube saying, well, you ain't really got nothing to say, but I haven't even put a real motherfucking video or nothing up on YouTube. I've been putting entertaining shit on YouTube. So I ain't been getting into my Hood Talk conversations on YouTube as of yet. But since everybody like to know, you know, have something to say about what people feel, or even some people go to great lengths to put fucking great videos and presentations and documentaries up for y'all, and yet y'all want to say stupid shit. Like, here's my opinion. That song called Ruler, this white dude asked me to listen to it. Royals, that's the name of the song. Oh, if I could be your ruler, yeah. Let me live that fantasy. You stupid white motherfucker, I wish. See, I posted a comment on YouTube when they asked me, what do you think about this song? And I said, as a motherfucker, I said, it's a motherfucker with the mentality of the poor white folks that couldn't afford slaves. Mad at the ones that can. So they figure we'd go around the back way and appeal to the slaves behind Master's back. Maybe we'll have some slaves. You know, the first thing they talk about is how we like to dress up, fly, and have nice, shiny things. And another thing is how, you know, we seem to be wandering around aimlessly, blowing all our money, just kicking it. And we seem to need a leader. And it always ends up being some white person that believes they know what's best for the black race. So here's this poor white trash girl with this new song called Royals. She's mad at the elite because she ain't got enough money to buy slaves. So she won't try to trick the slaves into being her slaves now. She wanted to live that fantasy. People say, oh, it's a cool song, it's a nice song. Listen to the fucking message. And everybody that responded back to me had a face on their shit. Was white. Oh, get over yourself. Get over myself. I'm listening to the words of the song. No, we'll never be royals. Who do you think she's singing to? We will never be royals, meaning we ain't got enough money to fuck with them. And then she goes, let me be your ruler. Since I'm white, I should be able to rule over you motherfuckers. So come on over here. Fuck you. It's a motherfucking song. It's put out there to let you know this is the way they think. And they think like that because the rich folks put it in their head.
You don't think people want to be slaves?
Man, they don't even know they're slaves, man. That's the problem. They just don't know. They don't know, they don't care. As long as I can get a piece of bread. Some people need to be controlled. But it should be your choice. It should be your motherfucking choice who your ruler is. Yeah, it's going to boss shit.
Yeah,
shit, we living in Django days again. Hey, nigga. Yeah. Boss, we might have to burn them damn sheets after that nigga. They leave. And it's always one. It's always one. But you know what's fucked up, though? And I see this shit every day at work, man. Them white people at work suck up to the white people at work who tell them to kiss my ass. Why are you sucking up to me? Okay, boss, okay. See, the lower level white people are the examples that the niggas are supposed to follow, but we ain't following that bullshit. And that's what they mad at. You letting that nigger talk to you like y'all friends. But I say something to you and you get mad at me, damn, they want to write me up. It's like, you fucking come from the sticks, you ignorant buck. Man, I had a conversation with a white dude at work. He said, and I quote, that's what happened when the motherfucking man's living in the sticks. He said, I don't hang out with the motherfuckers. I live in the city, cuz. I got a truck. I got four-wheelers. When I want to go in the sticks, I go get dirty, and I come right back out to the motherfuckers. I know what's in them sticks. He said, have these motherfuckers work here? They from the sticks. He said, I ain't going in there. He said, I meet a girl, she tell me she from the sticks. I tell you what, baby, meet me at the motherfucking local bar, because I ain't coming to get you. You are not getting me in the sticks. And I looked at this, and I said, but there ain't number white people living in the sticks. And he was like, I know. He white as a motherfucker. So what they tell you? They don't even like each other. So what the fuck do you think they like about us? Nothing. Okay, that's where all these damn derogatory names came from. Them. The motherfuckers that got the money, I don't care about the motherfuckers up under them. You know what happened? All they see is green. That little leprechaun jump out in front of them and change. There's some gold coins and shit. He's falling out of his pockets and shit. The circus like, all you have to do is for him to mop your stairs. Just come here and all of this can be yours, my man. Nigga, do you know what it's like to go from 35,000 a year to 70?
No, I'm talking about on that. Living is
no, I know. I'm just saying, if your boss is a millionaire.
They cook, they old, they catch, they old.
Oh, that's my hunting motherfuckers, too. I got enough meat to last me through the whole winter. But you go to their house, they got a fucking Whirlpool stainless steel freezer sitting up in the middle of a motherfucking modern kitchen. No, yeah, modern kitchen and all that shit in the shack. My one dude said, now I'll tell you what, if the New World Order shit ever come here, I'm going to West Virginia. He's like, I got on my property. I said, what if they, you know, seize all the property, man? What's going to happen then? I got my shack. I got my grill. I got a little basement.
He was going to the Glasgow to get into bullets.
Well, he's going to have to order.
Because he said, him and his buddy, best friend, he grew up with. Now, he's like 50 something.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his best friend, they got shot. He said, you can't tell. You can't see.
Man.
And he said, they got shit in there already.
Man.
Waiting on the war. They say, anybody come up in that motherfucker, they ain't leaving out.
I'm telling you, man, these, they don't see. I was listening to some people. I gotta write that man's name down. I gotta start writing these people's names down when they putting their little information out there for the financial world, because it's always interesting to hear when you hear, you know, you listen to what they don't expect on the little white rinky-dinky shows that come on the AM stations that they be putting out real numbers and shit. So I listen to it, like the Money Show, Money Talk Today, and all of them motherfuckers come on early in the morning. And then after that, you get the black shows where everybody, the preachers acting like clowns and they selling everything, and then you got Al Sharpton's show, where he's dogging people that don't go along with his program, cutting them off and shit. And then you got those shows that come in that tell you about what to do with the money and where the money going and all these motherfucking money aspects of all these bills that's being passed and all of this and shit. It's all about this and this money, that money, this money, that money. So today they was talking about one of the reasons why the government shut down is because they trying to figure out a way how not to use the Federal Reserve Bank without, you know, getting into any trouble. Because, of course, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank is owned by members that work for the World Bank. So if the motherfuckers that own the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, get shut out, what we don't hear about is when the Chinese started using their own money within their own country, U.S. went over there, the U.N. went over there and dropped a fucking bomb. Boom. In retaliation. But you don't hear about it in the mainstream media. But them motherfuckers was going on the internet with that shit. All them Chinese people over there and the motherfucker talking about it's all because we don't want to use the U.S. dollar within our country no more. We use our own money. And so the motherfucker sent a bomb over there. Kaboom. Took the whole damn city out. As a warning shot, y'all better start using U.S. dollars again. Ain't that some shit? So now these motherfuckers are scared, but they did it already. How many motherfuckers said, I mean, how many, wasn't it Abraham Lincoln? Wasn't it George Washington? George Washington, they sent him into a war, killed his ass, but he had luck on his side because I guess the guys knew what they was trying to do to him. So every time they shoot, he had dropped something, he had bent over to pick it up, and the bullet would go over his head and hit somebody in his army. So, I mean, it was shit like that until they finally got his ass. But Abraham Lincoln, they just played, and he was like, oh, this central bank shit got to go. All the motherfuckers that went against the central bank, well, that was for a central bank in each state. Each state had a central bank that was tied to one main central bank for the country. And they didn't want that.
I can tell you what really messed up the world economy.
When the motherfuckers gave all the printing capability to a private bank. What?
Drugs.
Oh, man, there's been drugs going around forever.
Right.
Them motherfuckers is getting heroin and shit from China.
This is my reason. Did I say drugs? Because all of the money is out of circulation.
Yeah.
It's not coming out.
Yeah, that's right.
The economy fucked up because the money is in the war.
Yeah. And the motherfuckers, yeah, because see, now that they didn't, and then it got all the good shit and they got it stacked up in warehouses and they don't know what to do.
All the money that they make is not being counted. What they
get. Yeah.
They're giving it to the drugs.
Rico is getting paid, nigga.
You know what,
he able to buy them 28.
That's what.
Six of that old-ass Pontiac.
You should probably take every street in the city, I mean, in America, and say it's at least $100,000, ain't being shown on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. A year.
You know,
and that's the truth, man. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth, because motherfuckers like getting high, and that's the truth, and it's always been that way. When most of them motherfuckers declared war, they always had, remember all the movies that had depictions of the kings and the queens and emperors and all them motherfuckers, they had that little amulet on their neck, and every now and then they'd open that bitch up and pop one in their nose and they'd, yes, let's go to war. Right now. Right the fuck now. Y'all want one? Blue back? Too late for you? Some blowback? Yeah, little white dude. That's fine. See, it's something good for the motherfuckers. It's something good for the motherfuckers. All right, it's something good for them. But I want y'all to know, man, as much as we like to laugh and joke and all that shit around here, man, we very serious about the shit we talking about. One thing I would like to say is that everybody needs to take a little bit of time out of their day. Just, you know, I know you got to get home from work and you grinding all motherfucking night. You want to come home and lay down and shit. But you spend 4 or 5 hours on Facebook hitting everybody up. You go on Instagram, Circle, Tumblr, you know, all of that shit for hours, man. Taking pictures of yourself and shit, my new six-pack. Check out my new hairdo. Check out my new nails. Here go my video of my new rap song. It take all about at least an hour or so to do all of that shit, man. Why don't you just take about 5 minutes and say, how can I strengthen my brain? Type that shit in Google. How can I learn something about myself? Who am I? Where did I get my name from? Figure some of that shit out, man. It might just help you. What if I want to go to school? Type that shit in. How come I can't read? You know, do some of that. Spend a little bit of time on that. Why do I call motherfucker shows and act silly? Do ignorant shit. Why am I so fucked? Why do I like to steal? You know, type that type of shit in.
You could drop out seventh grade. Mm. But there was one thing about this motherfucker. This motherfucker.
Well, yeah.
He was
balling. See, we got to figure out what our gifts are, man.
You would ask, you know, he just wasn't working just street. He was only streetwise. Like,
yeah.
He didn't know nothing about nothing but the street. Like, you know
shit.
What I mean?
That's how our cousin D was.
You got to figure out what I you know, how can just
not go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And did nobody care that you wasn't going.
You just don't want to learn.
Right.
And be successful.
You gotta love, you know, certain cliches that come out there that always show themselves to be true. You say, God take care of babies and fools. Because that's where the fools that's out there now is walking around, crossing streets, bobbing their head with all that music and shit in their ears, and they ain't obeying man traffic law. But if you run a motherfucker over, you're wrong. We don't give a fuck if you stepped off the curb on a green light. You should have been able to control your vehicle enough not to run that motherfucker up. Because the ignorant pedestrian is the best kind they love. They love ignorant pedestrians. Like the newfound bicycling passion that our city then adopted. Well, excuse me, not our city. Well, they probably have. That's why they want to build bike trails everywhere. But at least they're kicking it off out of Cleveland Heights.
But you know what, though?
Because they're just... These motherfucking bicyclists, they control the road now. Now, a motherfucker can cross stop right on the front. I mean, you know, to a certain extent. But if you had a stop sign and there's some bikes crossing, you got to wait. There is no right of way when it comes to them bicycles at a four-way crossing with stop signs. They got the right of way. You don't want to go jail. Blow your horn. Hurry the fuck up, motherfucker. Get the fuck.
I'm out motherfucking way, bitch. Wait for the move, motherfucker.
You know?
I will too, because it's healthy. It's healthy. You get your win back. See, that's the best thing. And this month, this man, I'm so glad you said that, because this dude asked me why I spend so much time. You know, I got me a couple, you know, weights and shit, you know, little blocks of steel and shit around the job, different weights, different sizes and shit, and I work on them with them as I feel, you know. And they asked me why the fuck I do that. I said, if the motherfucking military was coming down the street right now to their buddy, you got to go home. You can't come back out. And somehow a bomb came and wiped all the motherfuckers out, and we was living in, like, you know, Mad Max days. And it's only two classes of people, the weak and the strong. The weak got to stand over here, and the strong get a chance at life. Which side would you want to be on at 45 years old? And he was like, yeah. I said, they had you in a section with the women and the babies. And I was like, and the only motherfuckers would be over here is the MMA fighters and the weightlifters and all the, wouldn't you want, and the bike riders and the runners. Wouldn't you want to be over there with them? Because them motherfuckers go nowhere to get the food, how to climb the mountains and shit to get the gold. Everything. They going to know how to live. They going to survive. They going to survive. I want to be a part of the survivors. You know, you religious folks say, well, the Bible say, run the race like you want to win. So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm preparing my motherfucking body. I'm beating my body into submission. Because in case a motherfucker come up to me and say, you got to go to a family camp, I'll go because I know what it is. Because he's going to kill me. But I ain't gonna get in a FEMA camp and be somebody motherfucking bitch, because I ain't strong enough to fight. Or I ain't got no motherfucking energy to keep going. Fuck that. Fuck that. The world is changing. The world is changing, and we got to change right along with it. We got to be able to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. You know how many motherfuckers out there taking gun classes? Training. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers getting into the exercise classes, which is really low-key martial arts. Oops, did I put it out there? You go to a motherfucker that's been going to New Life for a year. She done lost 32 pounds. You like, bitch? And she said, bitch. Yeah, she hit your ass with one of them motherfucking kicks that made her six pack come out.
Right.
She been doing that shit for years. These are her exercise moves, and she just knocked you out with it. And you a player, though. You a player, man. Watch me roll up on this crowd, man. Watch me roll up on her. Nigga, if you don't get out of my face, bitch, what you call me? Bitch. I ain't even sugar earring loose.
Two-piece
you with your red suit on. And everybody's standing there with your cup of hen just spilling all over the floor. Just spilling everywhere. We don't care.
All right, even the little niggas in the spot, dog.
Dog in the shit, nigga. What's that, a roly? What's that, a roly? Oh, it's Stoli now, nigga. Is them ostrich skins? Them ostrich? Is them ostrich skins, nigga? Yeah, them ostrich skins, man. Let me get them. Tell me. You gotta be careful. Never underestimate nobody. So you always gotta be prepared for battle at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like in the hip-hop world. You know what I'm saying? If you're a rapper, motherfucker roll up on you like, nigga. You got to get ready to spit some mean 16s. Like, it's succession on this nigga. And if you don't like the way I'm rapping, then I'm going to start that shit on you like a motherfucker bone. And if you don't like that shit, I'm going to start saying it to you like I'm Drake. You got to be ready to spit a motherfucker wig like evolving motherfucker. Erupting volcano. And if you a singer and a nigga get to coming at you like, give me them beanos, 16s. And you got to be able to chase on that nigga. I mean, you know, you got to be willing and be ready. Muhammad Ali, he didn't go in the ring like, man, I don't really want to fight. I'm going to go and let this nigga beat me up and win so I can go home later and go to sleep. No. He said, I'm going to beat the shit out of this nigga so I can hurry up and go home and later I'll go to sleep. Whew, I get to go home and later I'll go to sleep. That's how you got to do life. You got to give up every motherfucking morning. You don't want to go to work. You and your niggas hung out all night. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. It don't matter. That's some good. I mean, you know, the point I'm trying to make, y'all, is that you got to attack everything like, you know, you got to get something out of it. So what? Your motherfucking job ain't paying shit. It's only one thing to do. Look for a better paying job. Can't cry about it. All that crying ain't going to do nothing but stress you out. You know why? Because in this world today, we are slaves. We work for money. And they ain't giving us that much money, but they want us to do more work. And yet, excuse me, we still show up.
You have a choice.
We ain't got no choice. Because the electric man said, hey, we want to put a new satellite out in space, and it's going to cost this much money, so you got to pay us to do it. It's going to make you safer. And I say, oh, okay, I'm going to be safer if I pay y'all motherfuckers, put y'all satellite up there so you can watch what I'm doing. All right?
Didn't most people get their fortunes from work?
Yeah, they got their fortunes from hitting the lottery. Grandpa died and picked me out of their bunch. That's what I call the lottery. They hit the lottery. Grandpa was the motherfucker that owned the slaves. And Lil Bob and Billy and Louisiana and all of them motherfuckers just waiting for his ass to die. But see, the one he left it to, he called himself William. My name's not Billy. It's William. He joked, got on his truck bike and rode that motherfucker for 12 miles. The sun went down when he got there, sweating like a motherfucker, but he had his cheap-ass suit with his shorts and his black motherfucking Chuck Taylors and his socks that came up to his knees with a tie on with his wrinkly white shirt. He slicked his hair back so at least from the neck up he could fit in with the downtown crowd. And he wormed his way into a motherfucking job. I'm telling you, he even slid in. And then motherfuckers say, you know, Billy, we like you. And he turned around and he popped that motherfucker in the mouth. Pow! My name is William. You know, William, we like your style. Come on over here, man. What's up with that outfit you got on? What's wrong with it? Ooh, come on, let me show you what's wrong with it. And they grandfather his ass in. You know, now he learned what it takes to get money in not just city life, but in the professional life. See, one thing black people got to understand is how white people take care of each other. I don't care where you're from. If a white person went to the white person and said, I want to get on your level, he'd be like, are you serious? Well, take a lot of hard work. But if you're willing to do it, I'll take you there. But you let a black person go to another black person and say, hey, I want to get where you at. He didn't say, man, please. You know what I had to go through to get here? Straight discouragement. Right.
Yeah,
we got to figure out how to flip that shit around and say, okay. That's right.
Let me show you how to do it.
Let me show you how to do it.
Work. But if you're willing to put in the work, I'll take you there.
Let's do that. You know, I heard something, and it was funny because I normally don't get into the nationalists and all of these people who call themselves groups in this country. But the man had something to say. I'm not even going to repeat the name. But it was interesting what he said. He said, if we as a people could just find a motto, and he said, when I say motto, I mean Let's take a group of people like the Jews, for instance. Look at the shit they went through and how far down they were to where they are now. What the fuck did they do within themselves as a people that enabled them to turn their shit around so that they are part of the richest, you know, the most powerful people on the planet?
They have the job.
That's fucking right. So why can't we take a model of such and formulate a plan?
Because they already...
Right, but still, I mean, that's just not saying we have to do it exactly like that, but from our perspective, that would be, yeah, but so do ours.
Where?
They fucking Egyptians. What do you think? Man, where do you think they got their money from? Where do you think they got their money from? They stole every fucking thing. You can't find nothing out about nothing ancient, nigga, unless you go to Britain or Moscow, which is still owned by the queen. But, I mean, the thing is, man, is that's why they're over in Iraq right now, and them motherfuckers is fighting, because they found a treasure trove, ancient shit, and the motherfuckers want it. And those motherfucking people are very, very, very passionate about their land. And they'll do anything and fight for the dead, but what do they call it? They call it, we're bringing democracy to your region. We don't need it, motherfucker. We got our own life over here. And you go against the grain, they cut off the water supply. It's in history. They do it all the fucking time.
You go against the grain, you feel the pain.
You can't grow food. Monsanto will come in, sprinkle motherfucking one-year seeds everywhere, take over your crop, and then it die. And you can't grow shit until you go back and say, hey, man, what was that shit you sprayed in my yard? Oh, it's a special seed. You need some more? Like, fuck yeah, man. My shit is like a desert out there right now. And you go get some Monsanto grass, boom, your shit like a football field without getting cut. Like, damn, it only grow that in? Great seeds, ain't it? But when the winter time go and they come back, your ground be brown in the motherfucker. What the fuck is that? Oh, you got to buy some more seeds. We forgot to tell you. Plant some more before it snow. That's why they always tell you to overseed your grass before the winter. Make it thick as fuck in the spring. Because by the time winter comes, that shit gonna be dead. And if you go into all of the little companies, fertilizer companies that are like Scotts, the ones we trust so much, Johnson & Johnson, they're owned by them. So whether we know it or whether we like to or not, we fucking our own shit up. So y'all know what it is, man. We cover a whole lot of shit. But we're going to take the pause for the calls and play this song because this weekend we have a concert to do at the Final Score, all right, out of East Lake, Ohio. Support E-Max Image, and he feature on Al Porter Tune. So, y'all get with it. We'll be right back.
Varsity Music. E-Max the Image. Came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome, the whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk, The Voices, I run through.
You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Swish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see us? Wouldn't you like to see us again? We're doing it.
That's right, that's right. Good Talk Radio. Y'all got to take, in essence, I'm going to give y'all a little language lesson right now, okay? When you find Hood Talk Radio online and look at the description of the show, it'll tell you. We take the spin out the cycle. We unravel the facts. You know what I'm saying? Anything to get you to pay attention to the language in my statement, okay? Hood Talk Radio. Most people think, you know, when I say Hood Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, ghetto shit. Motherfuckers cussing all day, bitch, suck that. No, we just some average people from the neighborhood that like to, you know, talk about shit that affects our lives, man, and we really pay attention, really. That's all it is. We just pay attention to the dumb shit that's going on. And we also know that there's a lot of people out there that don't pay attention because they so busy, you know, trying to be, you know, the shit. You know, we got those that, you know, 1,000 people wanted to be Lil Wayne at first. But our niggas just started, you know, twisting their braids up, pulling them back, and wearing jean suits and black tennis shoes and shit, and I didn't want to be Future. You know what I'm saying? So who's going to be the next motherfucker to come out and all the kids come on and look like them?
Right.
You know, I was always taught as a child, you know, right, be the leader. If you're going to do anything, be a leader. Don't be a follower. You know, don't be a follower. And that don't necessarily mean go get in a gang and none of that shit and be a part of some damn gang. You know what I'm saying? Just be one of them motherfuckers that's walking behind a gang, you know, rooting everybody on and never throw a punch. But be the one that stands out by taking responsibility for your own motherfucking life and making a difference in your life. See, what you don't realize by changing some things about yourself to make a difference in your own fucking life, you may inspire somebody else to do the same, maybe even so that they'll approach you and say, where was your mind at when you said, I had enough of living like this, and you start doing something about it? He said, the last time I heard myself complain about something that was going on in my life. All right? When you start complaining to yourself, I'm so motherfucking tired, this, that, the other, boop, 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 and there ain't nobody else around you except you, and you start complaining to yourself, that's when it's time to motherfucking do something about it. Because if you tired of hearing yourself complain about your situation, guess what your motherfucking friends is? They just love you. They won't tell you. You know what I'm saying? They love you. They tired of hearing that shit too. But you got to get tired of hearing you crying about your situation and want to do something about it. We got the sheriff in the house. What's going on now?
Oh, I'm doing well now. I'm doing well now. I just heard, you know, my brother and all of this. Johnny G had told me he had a brand new number. I think it's a 255.
And I tried to let that dude in three times, and he kept playing crazy shit in the background. I thought it was somebody being ignorant.
It is a very interesting time. I wonder if it's one of the newfangled things when you get that phone in, and it might be one of those things that either, who knows, the coverage or the carry-on, all that. But I can say one thing, that they had the October 22nd police brutality march that has been done for about 18 years for the Revolutionary Party. And this, I guess, because of Trayvon Martin, 137. This was the most people that's ever been to one. Ended up being around 40-something people strong. Brother Art was one of the main speakers at the end of the whole thing to get people fired up. I even saw Brother Johnny G there. Wish he'd been able to make the march part, but he at least made it there so that his presence was felt, because he was like up high over everybody. When you walked in, you got a chance to see Johnny G, to look it down, making sure, I guess, everything in order. They sent quite a few police cars extra there, but the intimidation factor didn't work, because when we marched down there to the Justice Center, Brother Bill Swain led things. We marched right up to the door, and usually we march around the door because you just can't get in front of it. But this time, everybody's lined all the way across, and it took a sheriff's deputy to come out there and tell us to leave a few times. And then I don't think he expected us to circle around and walk back around there a couple more times, and we gathered more people. So when I say 45, I'm just going by the ones who were out there right before the march. And then once you start doing something, we ended up with about 12 more people joining in because they just said, I can't believe. So they were already hanging down on the steps and everything else, maybe leaving, but it was enough of, quote, unquote, to them, a spectacle. So that was the one thing that happened there. I do want to let people know that tonight, Black on Black Crime Meet, things were got ugly there because there were a couple of outside groups, both of them that work alongside Gary Norton's mayoral's office, and one, they work alongside Mayor Frank Jackson's office and Gary Norton's office. So they came there to say, well, you know, y'all ain't doing enough, and this, that, and other. You need to work with this, that, and other. If you work with the mayor and this, that, and other, things will get done. I'm gone. So they went to leave. Brother Art McCoy went outside and followed them to the front door. He said, you ain't going to come up here and disrespect nothing without adding anything back to the table. If you don't like what's being said, then you're going to have to listen to this, that, and other, or work with people to get certain things done. Don't just come and talk big. You're going to have to do big. So it felt good to join him out there and go outside to handle that kind of business for the men to go out there and let them know, look, there's a reason why you might not like us, but those red light camera issues where it was unfair taxation without representation, we had a right to criticize the mayor on that because that's a darn right tax burden for the people that you all lied about, because the police and fire department are still laid off. They're still laid off. You also had on top of that the fact that they put out other issues like that all the way around. We don't shy from those issues. So if you don't like it, you don't like it, but don't come up in here and say you faking, because no matter how good you are, there's room for every group to do something. There's room for everybody to do something. But at the same time, I wrap it up like this, and I thought it was very eloquently put. If we don't see you out there, it's not just cameras chasing. We're out there because the camera coming to us, because they can't believe that we got the nerve to stand up against a few things that need to be done. So maybe you need to come out there and join us to do something and actually fight for the people at the same time, because we still dying. So with that being said, it was one of those meetings where this just is not your average, everyday, black-on-black crime group anymore. It's time to get proactive, more defensive, and just take care of your business as long as it's taken care of in the right way. So
that's
all that's going on so far, man. Like, the right way.
Oh, man, that's some deep shit right there. That is fucking deep, and I'm dead serious on that, man. Well, you know what? Amidst all of that, I want to, first of all, I want to send my apologies out to Brother Johnny G, man. I didn't know that was him, first of all, man. Seriously, because I just thought, you know how we get, you know, prank callers on Wednesdays, you know. I kept trying to put him on. I ain't making no excuses or nothing. I'm just apologizing to him so that, you know, he won't get no disrespect because, you know, I ain't put him on the mic. I tried twice, three times in one night. It ain't happened. I tell that to my woman.
Hey, let me tell you something, E. There were a couple of times. There were a couple of times that I've called in through the years, man, and I couldn't get through a couple of times, and I knew it wasn't about no disrespect. I just couldn't get through. It wasn't no, the message I got, he won't let me in. I already knew then that, something's wrong somewhere. It could be switchboard. Then again, it could be your phone company, your phone carrier. You know, so I've had that happen on different ends. So when that happens, you go on and you follow through. Oh, my goodness.
You got to keep moving, man. It ain't never about no disrespect. This is a very candid and very open show, and I encourage everybody, you know what I'm saying, always. And sometimes, you know, like right now, it's storming like mad, and I'm thank God, two of the computers on because we're able to switch back and forth when I get, you know, from one to one. So, you know, it gets to the point where I just got to be still and, you know, say what we need to say. But, man,
That's super cool.
That's super cool, man, because, you know, those are some things that, you know, why would they, first of all, I mean, you know, why would they even, you know, come at you like that if they wasn't, you know, they, you know, somebody need to do some, you know, some background on that, some research.
Right.
That's like a gang moving in. You know what I'm saying? Want to say what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? Letting y'all know, basically, you know, what's up? You know, we just moved in the town, nigga. This our block now.
I already know. There are some great brothers in Icon. But then again, there are also some brothers in Icon that the bread is buttered on the mayoral side, Peace Alliance, Peacemakers Alliance, because that's who's getting the grant money right now. So therefore,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's a damn shame that, you know, instead of trying to unite with y'all, they more or less sent a threat to you. That's fucked up, man. That is fucked up. But you know what? I got about 7 more minutes, man, that I got to talk. And I want to be respectful to my brother because, you know, I ain't know that was him.
Yeah.
We're going to let 213. Now, this is the new number. Mr. Johnny G, is that you?
Yeah, this is Johnny G trying to get in.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, the first time and the second time, you didn't say nothing.
Well, so I was trying my best to. No, I didn't take it as no disrespect. Because I was having trouble. Let me explain to you my situation, and then you'll understand what was happening. I had a lot of voices around me. I'm out here at 2200 Lakeside Avenue trying to reevaluate and resituate myself so I can truly get the rolling here in the city. And I don't know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, what I wanted to talk about was the fact that yesterday we had to have a white organization stand tall for us. What is wrong with our people? I mean, Al was there, and like you said, Mr. McCoy was there, but still, it was organized through a white concern. What is wrong with our people?
I was on the bus today, and they didn't even know that they had a Trayvon Martin march. I mean, I rode the 37, I rode the 28, I rode the health line, and the brothers and sisters claimed they didn't hear nothing about a march. The women claimed they heard nothing about the
save film cover.
Save the women. We're afraid, Mike. They knew nothing about that. What is wrong with our people that we're not informed?
Wow.
Why are we not informed?
That goes back to let you know that they still doing the same old thing, man. If you want to hide something, just put it. It used to be in the book. But you can put it in a magazine and put a white topic on the front of it, and, you know, black people won't read it.
That hurt me. These buses was loaded with us, nothing but us, and nobody heard nothing about either one of those two marches. So I politely called and got the march for Saturday for Melissa and explained to all of them that we're marching again on Saturday at 1 o'clock. There's a public gathering around about 1 o'clock. At Public Square, I'm going to see just how many of those faces that I saw on those three or four buses that I rode today going to be there. I mean, it's shame that this information is not getting out. And I talked to Al about Kathy Hughes. What is Kathy Hughes' problem that she's got 25 black radio stations and one TV station, and she's not putting this stuff out for our people? She should have
BlackPlanet.com.
Each and every
BlackPlanet.com.
Each and every segment of her radio station, every 15 minutes, should be talking about what's going on in our neighborhood and where we need to be and how we should be there and make sure that we're there. And then the other thing we now talked about is, where is the NAACP? Where is the Urban League and all these matters? Where are they at? Why are they hiding? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Why are those organizations hiding?
Well, you know, it's election year, man. Nobody want to lose their special interest in their campaign money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people are investing. It's a general election, and they make it seem insignificant by calling it general. Things in our city, in our council. You know, you're the one that brought it to the table. How powerful! Right along with the WT from Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of weeks ago. How powerful the city council is. You know, so you brought that light out, which made his comment about how important it is to vote when in the general election. Mm-hmm. Because those are the people that pull strings that's closer to you.
I got
so
you.
The general elections have a greater impact on the community, and, you know, directly than maybe, you know, the presidential election and the governmental elections and all of that. So the issues that lie before happen during the general election year. And I guarantee you, if we don't pay attention to that shit, just imagine what's going to happen in the next 2 years.
Yeah. I hear you. Now, Al, you also talked about how we got to get more visible listening to the brother from Atlanta last week, too. We're not,
I was just getting
in
comment.
We're visible, but not visible enough.
A billboard or something on the bus?
Yeah. Because RTA, they got a system where you can put signs on the bus.
People that go around say you put something on the pole. If RTA that pole, they got people they got people that go around all night and rip that shit down off their pole.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Put it on Joe Calabrese and George Dixon RTA buses if we can get some funding. That's something that me and Al are going to be talking about on the 1st of November, and if you're available, you can come on and have breakfast with us, too, and get the gist of what I'm going to try to lay on Al and Mama Porter.
All right, well, just make sure I'll get the information. I'm pretty sure he'll give it to me, man. I'm cool with that.
Of course.
But listen to this, y'all. I got like 4 minutes left to go on the show, and I need everybody. We're going to start with you, Johnny G, since, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, you have been held on so long. I got your number locked in, so I know who you are now. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Take yourself a minute and a half, and let's do it.
Thank you. Once again, I'm Johnny G. I'm with the 100 Million and One Wrestling Show, Zink and G's Band of Angels. It's always a pleasure to be with E-Max, and as the gentleman said, Mr. E-Max calling the sheriff. It's always a pleasure being with Mr. Al Porter. Once again, I'm with 100 Million and One Wrestling Show, Zink, G's Band of Angels, and it's always a pleasure working with these guys, and we've got more to do, and we plan to be much more visible here in Cleveland. And if you want to get in contact with me, I've got several numbers. I'm going to give you another number, 216-334-6933. That's if you want to talk personally to me about anything that I might say, because Al know I'm subject to say anything. That's why there's only two in the world like me. That's why they say there's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them. And they'll tell you what you might get on any given day. And I'm going to turn things over to you, C-Max.
All right, I appreciate that love. I appreciate that love. All right, Al Porter, Mr. Man.
You can use this same phone number on a Monday. Of course, Al Porter Man in the Streets, that's Music Activism and News. We're here with Music Activism and News. The one thing that I like to say is that I realize that he who controls the media, they control the world. Who controls the media, they control the world. That's why we're in such a screwed up condition that we're in, is because they want to get out there and let us know that all we can do is basically put out the music that we're going to kill each other. Nobody has unity anymore. Grown men, when they have a conflict, nobody's man enough to apologize and move on with it from that and build a stronger bond. So with that being said, our goal basically speaking is to use that same media, put out that message, let people know that this is what's going on. These are some of the things that's happening. Deconstruct the myths and the lies that are happening. Looking at this less than a minute time that's out there, so that's the reason why when there's ever a march, anything like that, I don't mind using the TV and letting the media come out there and catch my face on doing certain things, because the same way you try to put it out there that we're not doing anything, we're right there in your face letting you know that there's nobody afraid of any politician, no matter from the governor, the president, the councilperson. We come in for you. We're going to stand up there strong, and sooner or later you might not want to, but you'll have to cover what it is that we're doing, because like Johnny G, like Smash knows, we're not going nowhere, and that's all I have to say. Peace.
I love it. I love it.
That's what's up, y'all. That's what's up. And in the words of the mighty white people, fucking A right, dude. You know, I just want to let y'all know y'all still our shit. We still in the new term now. We're going to start saying in the black community is fucking A right, dude. And we're going to make the motherfuckers be one of us. You know, they trying to be like us. We're going to go back to the term. We're going to all walk around looking like Al Sharpton. You know what I'm saying? With the contact. And make a man fucking A right, dude. All right, we already got the kids running around in skinny jeans and skateboards. What's next, huh? I love y'all, man. We'll be back right here. Yo! And if some of you will fall for anything, always remember, don't keep fighting for what you want. What you want, what you don't want, will automatically step in, all right? Life is just a competition for space. Fight for your space, man. Fight. It's your boy, E-Max. Roundtable has dispersed. I'll let y'all this weekend. Peace.
Yeah.